Won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today here, this Monday, July 21st, 2025 edition. Want to mention the upcoming fundraising event for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. It's going to be a week from this Wednesday down in McBain. It's going to be a good old-fashioned cowboy western barbecue. Wear your cowboy hat, your cowboy boots. Come join us for some good food, live entertainment, a couple of great speakers. It's going to be a fundraising event for them so that they can host the porch party that'll take place in the fall, September, Republican Leadership Conference on Mackinac Island. Looking forward to attending it. It's going to be not this Wednesday, but a week from Wednesday, 5 o'clock down in McBain. Vicki and I will be attending. We hope that you guys can come and join us. Greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to attend the event, just text me the number 1ST for first, and I'll send you the flyer. You can get all the information. You can get the details. You can get your tickets online. You can also give a call to the treasurer. See if they're able to take RSVPs over the phone and you can pay at the door. Greatly appreciate if you guys come join us again a week from this Wednesday, July 30th, 5 o'clock down in McBain. Text me the number 1ST and I'll send you the flyer. Now, one of the things that I think that the process that we always look at, process of how things line up on certain news stories. Breaking on the border. Well, Kristi Noem, the director of Homeland Security, held a news conference this morning in New York City, talking about the shooting of an off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer, Border Patrol officer. And one of the things that she points out is how this is gone now to a completely different level of how the left, the media, and others have been portraying these Border Patrol officers, ICE officers. The way they're doing their job now becomes, according to the story, fatal. Well, it's now going to rise to a completely different stage with regards to this process. One of the things that they want us to focus on is how they feel that this is wrong, what Donald Trump's doing with regards to immigration, deportation, removing illegals from the country. Well, guess what? The left wants it out there that this is absolutely not the way to do immigration. Now they're yelling and screaming that we need new laws. What Donald Trump and ICE are doing are not constitutional. Well, it's going to be interesting the way this plays out now that an Border Patrol agent's been shot. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Somewhat of a national story, but it ties right in to what we talked about earlier today on this semiconductor plant. SanDisk was thinking about doing, allegedly, blaming Donald Trump's tariffs and also the instability on his tariffs of rare earth materials coming into the United States. Sandusky and Governor Gretchen Whitmer and many of the Democrats blaming Trump for the uncertainty of the economic market based on tariffs and also their inability to get the raw materials they needed for the semiconductor plant. Well, following China's move to restrict exports of key rare earth elements back in April, the president and the United States accelerated its push for rare earth independence, forming a new public-private partnership between the Department of Defense and the company MP Materials, a move that's expected to move the country significantly toward that goal of rare earth independence. Just 11 days ago, July 10th, MP Materials, the largest domestic rare earth producer, announced a transformational partnership with the Department of Defense to drastically build out the nation's rare earth magnet supply chain. The initiative marks a decision by Donald Trump and his administration to accelerate America's supply chain independence, said the CEO James Lozinski in a statement. By the year end of 2028, we will well be on our way to achieving full vertical integration and meeting the rapidly growing needs of the Western magnets market, Ryan Corbett, the company's chief financial officer, said during a special investor call shortly after the announcement. MP Materials said that they will use the multi-billion dollar Department of Defense investment to build its second magnet manufacturing facility here in the United States. Once it's completed, with the commissioning expected to begin in 2028, the company's total U.S. rare earth magnet manufacturing capacity will be projected to reach 10 metric tons. The United States and Europe together account for a modest share of global rare earth magnet demands, which is right now 40,000 tons annually, spread out across more than 30 countries. However, MP Materials views magnet manufacturing as the most urgent issue the United States needs to address. While many people appreciate the subscale, small refining capacity represented right now as the industry is considered in a bottleneck position, we know that the most pronounced choke point is actually in magnet manufacturing. And the two of these are interdependent, Carter said during the call. He said America cannot build a strong magnet industry without a reliable supply of raw and refined materials, especially rare earth materials, thereby pushing for and exploring other parts of the country to produce these products locally here in the United States will greatly enhance our abilities to expand magnet manufacturing as well. Bottom line, it's going to provide certainty and stabilize the economics to make sure that the United States will be the leader in the world of this technology, Corbett said. Right now, rare earth materials include 17 elements on the periodic table. The rare earth supply chain typically includes mining, processing, and then fabricating finished goods, including such things as magnets. According to industry experts and leading rare earth executives, despite having abundant reserves, as well as the second largest critical elements mined in the world, the United States still lacks the necessary infrastructure to process the metals required for producing magnets for uses for defense and other commercial applications. The rare earth products have to be rated and purified, which is a slow and difficult process. For example, it takes 9 specific rare earth minerals on average to build a smartphone. This was stated by Mark Smith, the CEO of NioCorp Development. He is a 40-year veteran in the mining industry. Well, according to the International Energy Agency, the IEA, China has virtually a monopoly on the extraction and refining of all rare earth magnets, controlling right now 61% of the production and 92% of the processing. Last year, 2024, China supplied 70% of America's rare earth needs, although the estimated value is going to be increased using this new Department of Defense contract. China produced 300,000 tons of magnets last year in 2024. Comparing it to MP Materials' projected annual output capacity of 10,000 tons, China is still the leader. Donald Trump and his administration has vowed to make the United States the leader in this process. Also, certain infrastructure gaps need to be fixed as well. A shortage of skilled labor, especially in the separation process, and they must update their equipment and technology. Certain labs in the United States, well behind China, will be expedited through this new defense contract. Well, China announced their controls of the market with 7 rare earth elements and related magnets back in April. This was in response to proposed tariffs by Donald Trump. New measures require suppliers in China to obtain an export license before fulfilling foreign purchase orders. This is going to lead to sourcing delays and wait times up to 2 to 3 months. This potentially could disrupt the operation of many U.S. manufacturers. For example, Ford Motor Company recently had to close a plant because it lacked the critical rare earth materials required to produce certain parts in their vehicles. During a live stream discussion held on June 29th, Ford CEO Jim Farley said the company relies on high-powered rare earth magnets from China for several of its manufacturing processes. We shut down plants for 3 weeks because we couldn't get the rare earth magnets from China. They go into speakers in the automobile's vehicle's audio systems. They also go into the seat, into the wiper and door motors, stuff that we can't make without those materials. Well, Donald Trump and his administration has vowed that this will not be the case, using the Department of Defense budget. They will invest in this technology and make manufacturing here in the United States. Pretty interesting development. One of the Washington-based think tanks highlighted that rare earth magnets are essential components in defense capabilities. They are included in the new F-35 Lightning II aircraft. They're also involved in and part of submarines and unmanned aerial vehicles. Right now, the United States is on the back foot when it comes to manufacturing these defense technologies. China is also rapidly expanding its munitions production, acquiring advanced weapons systems and equipment at a pace that is 5 to 6 times faster than the United States. China is preparing with a wartime mindset. The United States currently is operating under peacetime conditions. So China basically making it a high priority and operating as if they plan on going to war. Well, one of the other main reasons the Defense Department is interested in expediting this technology, not only for the military, but for the private sector as well. Some firms believe that while the marketplace remains fragile, they are looking at all ways to improve most of this technology to be built here in the United States. This will provide high-paying jobs and very much needed products here in the United States, said Joseph Stayberg, as well as others within the Defense Department. Right now, MP Materials is the only American company operating an active rare earth mine. It's located on the Mountain Pass Mine in San Bernardino County, California. Although new research and discoveries are showing vast rare earth minerals potential in the state of Wyoming, they are looking at purchasing other sites with this new founded money, and they said that they are looking also to expand their workforce. So, interesting little story. China may be leading in this technology right now, but under the One Big Beautiful Bill, the amount of money that's going to the Department of Defense is going to be some of it diverted toward rare earth minerals and rare earth magnets, both from a military use as well as private sector use. And we will start producing it here in the United States. Final half hour of today's show, Bottom of the Hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.